There's been a lot of news recently about bankruptcy, from individuals to big investment firms. Well, how about a county? Jefferson County, Alabama, is in serious financial trouble. It's the county that includes Birmingham. County leaders are hoping for help from Washington. Today, they went to a meeting at the Treasury Department looking for ways to avoid bankruptcy. Tanya Ott reports from member station WBHM in Birmingham.
Go to any government meeting, whether on Capitol Hill, the State House, or City Hall, and you'll hear people disagree about policy and fight over funding. But Jefferson County, Alabama, takes it to a new level. The county is $5 billion in debt and faces what would be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. County Commissioner Sheila Smoot and Betty Fine Collins are feeling the pressure.
This is so critical, historical. You have a lot of nerve, Commissioner, a lot of nerve when people's lives are at stake. Where's your compassion?
Commissioner,
where's your leadership?
If we're not going to have a committee meeting, we need to going to adjourn.
Jefferson County's financial mess dates back to the 90s, when it issued bonds to upgrade a leaky sewer system. Bonds are a common financing tool and usually have a fixed interest rate. But 6 years ago, county commissioners decided to swap the fixed rates for variable and auction rate bonds. The recent subprime mortgage meltdown pushed those variable rates up and decimated the auction bond market. And people like Birmingham resident Tricia Working are paying the price.
Citizens are having their sewer bills doubled and tripled. Some are paying $300, $600 for sewer. People cannot afford that.
Newly appointed County Commissioner George Bowman says the crisis started in Jefferson County, but it won't end here.
Other places have borrowed money from Wall Street. They have also put their faith in auction rate bonds, variable rate bonds. There are lots of municipalities who have billions of dollars of debt, multi-million dollars of debt that are tied up in this very same thing.
He's right. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey faces a fourfold jump in interest rates on one of its loans. Other cities and counties from Michigan to Mississippi to California face interest rate payments hovering near 20% on their municipal debt. Analyst TJ Marta of investment bank RBC Capital Markets describes the implosion of the municipal financing system in the industry podcast Derivactive.
Ironically, you get this perverse feedback loop where because the investors don't trust the banks, the borrowing rate goes up for the municipality. The ratings agency comes in and says, municipality, we're going to downgrade your credit rating because now we think there's a greater likelihood that you're going to default.
Standard & Poor's has already downgraded Jefferson County's sewer bond rating to the lowest junk level after the county missed a multi-million dollar bond payment. The commission is under a cloud of suspicion. 21 people have been convicted of fraud related to sewer contracts, and former county commissioner and current Birmingham mayor Larry Langford is under investigation. Birmingham News columnist John Archibald says residents should be up in arms, but they've been curiously quiet.
I've written about this issue over 100 times in the last 4 years, and I can't tell you how many times people came up to me and said, you know, please write about something else. This is just so boring. It is a very difficult topic to understand, but I also think there's a good deal of apathy out there.
When Orange County, California, declared bankruptcy in 1994, it rebounded rather quickly, but the economy was better then. Analysts say the legacy of this current bond crisis could haunt Jefferson County, Alabama, for a very long time. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham.